Unit 11, acceptance. Basic expressions. Our price is quite reasonable, and other buyers in your market have accepted.
Please accept our offer and confirm the above-mentioned terms immediately.
Owing to heavy commitments, we cannot accept fresh business at present.
Taking the quality into consideration, we accept your offer. We are pleased to have transacted our first act of business with your firm.
We have succeeded in putting through the deal of 500 bicycles.
We have faxed our confirmation of your order, and you are requested to open the LC as soon as possible.
We strongly recommend acceptance as our stocks are running low.
With an eye to future business, we'll accept payment by DP this time.
We are sorry that we cannot accept your counteroffer, as the price quoted by us is quite realistic.
The price you quoted being found workable, we have faxed you our acceptance.
We accept your offer, provided that shipment is made in November.
Although the prevailing quotations are somewhat higher, we will accept the order on the same terms as before with a view of encouraging business.
Conversations. Dialogue 1. Mrs. Wong, would you give us an idea of the price you regard as workable?
As I said before, your price is so high that we find it difficult to make a bid. We hope you will take the initiative and bridge the gap.
Just to comply, we're ready to reduce the price by 5%. I hope this concession of ours will get the ball rolling.
So do we. Certainly, it's a step forward on your side, but the gap is still too wide.
The ball is in your court, Mrs. Wong. What price would you suggest?
To make your offer workable, I think you should take another step down, as big as the one you've just taken.
That won't do. You see, our profit margin is very narrow. It simply can't stand such a big cut.
I hate to disappoint you, Mr. Brown, but if that's the case, we have no alternative but to cover our requirements elsewhere. Do think it over, please. We sincerely hope our discussion will come to a successful conclusion.
Well, I'm not authorized to agree to such a big reduction. Would you mind waiting a day or two until I get a reply from the Home Office?
Not at all. Shall we meet again, say, on Friday morning?
Good. Friday morning at 9. Dialogue 2. Good morning, Mrs. Wong. Any news?
Yes. I succeeded in persuading our export manager to agree to a reduction of 10%. He made this an exception with an eye to future business.
Good. We certainly appreciate your making these concessions for us.
May I repeat, 15 tunnel drillers. Specifications as shown in the technical data, at 57,000 Swiss francs each. FOB European main ports. Business is closed at this price.
Yes, that's right. Shall we go over the other terms and conditions of the transaction to see if we agree on all the particulars?
All right. We have no objection to the stipulations about the packing and shipping marks. As a matter of fact, we always pack our machines in new strong wooden cases suitable for long-distance ocean transportation.
The machines must be well protected against dampness, moisture, rust, and be able to stand shock and rough handling.
We'll see to that.
They are to be shipped not later than September 2001.
There's no question about that.
And what about the terms of payment?
Payment by LC, to be opened by the buyer 15 to 20 days prior to the date of delivery. That's what we've agreed upon, isn't it?
Yes, quite so.
We'd like to add the condition that the letter of credit shall be valid until the 15th day after shipment. You know, it sometimes takes us a week or so to get all the shipping documents ready for the presentation and negotiation. This will give us more leeway.
That can be done. Any questions about the inspection and claims?
None whatsoever. The quality and performance of our machines can stand every possible test. We agree to your conditions.
Do you also agree to the condition that all disputes, if unsettled, shall be referred to the Foreign Trade Arbitration Commission for the promotion of international trade?
Certainly, but I'm sure there will be no occasion for arbitration.
Well then, we've agreed on all the major points.
Yes, Mr. Brown. We're glad the deal has come off nicely and hope there will be more to come.
So long as we keep to the principle of equality and mutual benefit, trade between our two countries will develop further.
When can the contract be ready for signature?
I'll have it ready in a couple of days.
The earlier the better. I'm leaving next week.
How about next Monday afternoon at 5? I'll have a copy of the contract sent to your hotel in the morning for you to look over.
That suits us fine.
Dialogue 3. Mrs. Miller, you are an old friend of ours. In order to encourage future business and as a gesture of friendship, we are prepared to cut our price by 5%. Will that satisfy you?
That's great. Thank you for making this concession. I accept.
Now I repeat. 5,000 transistor sets, specifications as shown in our catalog at $20 each, CIF Los Angeles.
Good. Now that the price is decided on, we can discuss the packaging.
As to packaging, we'll pack them 2 dozens to 1 carton. Gross weight, about 25 kilos a carton.
Carton?
Yes. Corrugated cardboard boxes.
Could you use wooden cases instead?
Why use wooden cases?
I'm afraid the cardboard boxes are not strong enough for ocean transportation.
Cartons are comparatively light and therefore easy to handle. They'll not be stowed away with a heavy cargo. Besides, we'll reinforce the cartons with metal straps.
All right. Carton or no carton, the packaging must be waterproof as well as strong enough to stand shock and rough handling.
You needn't worry about that. Cartons are extensively used in our shipments to foreign countries, and there have never been complaints from our clients. Now, as regards payment, we have agreed to use dollars, am I right?
That's right. As soon as I get home, I'll see about the opening of the letter of credit.
Please open the letter of credit 15 to 30 days before the date of delivery, so that we'll have enough time to make all the necessary arrangements. Another thing, the LC should be valid until the 15th day after shipment.
No problem. That can be done. I understand you'll ship the goods before the end of May.
Right. We'll ship the goods according to the agreed time schedule. Last but not least, the inspection is to be carried out by Houston Commodities Inspection Bureau, which is final and binding on both parties.
Yes, we agree to that. We have great confidence in your inspection institution. Through years of dealing with you, we're convinced of your commercial integrity.
Thank you. You can rest assured that we'll do everything possible to prevent defective commodities from going abroad. However, if there should be any disputes, we wish to have them settled through friendly discussions.
Exactly. That's what we have done in the past.
Well, it seems we have covered everything. We'll have the contract ready in a couple of days.
Can you speed it up and let me have it today? I'm leaving tomorrow. I've been here for almost a month now, you see. My cooperation is urging me to return. I've booked a ticket for tomorrow afternoon's flight at 3.
Let me see. If we can't get the contract ready by then, we'll send it to you by airmail for your signature.
That's fine, too.
Substitution drills. 1. The gap between your price and mine is still great.
The gap between the quantities is still great.
The gap between the prices is still great.
2. The execution of the contract will lead to the change of our trade policy in the future.
The falling of the price will lead to the change of our trade policy in the future.
The absence of the tariffs will lead to the change of our trade policy in the future.
The coming of the financial reforms will lead to the change of our trade policy in the future. 3. We can assure that everything is in order. Thank you for your sincere cooperation.
We can assure you they'll be safe. Thank you for your sincere cooperation.
We can assure that your goods will be safe and sound. Thank you for your sincere cooperation.
4. You mean we should meet each other halfway?
You mean we should choose the minimum?
You mean we should accept the adjustable price?
5. Mr. Green, do you think it's time to sign the contract?
Mr. Green, do you think it's time to discuss the terms of payment?
Mr. Green, do you think it's time to start working?